Amos chapter 6. Woe to those at ease in Zion and those secure on Mount Samaria, the distinguished ones of the foremost nation to whom the house of Israel comes. Cross over to Calna and see. Go from there to the great Hamath, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are you better than these kingdoms? Is their territory larger than yours? You dismiss the day of calamity and bring near a reign of violence. You lie on beds inlaid with ivory and lounge upon your couches. You dine on lambs from the flock and calves from the stall. You improvise songs on the harp like David and invent your own musical instruments. You drink wine by the bowlful and anoint yourselves with the finest oils, but you fail to grieve over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, you will now go into exile as the first of the captives, and your feasting and lounging will come to an end. The Lord God has sworn by Himself, the Lord, the God of hosts, has declared, I abhor Jacob's pride and detest his citadels, so I will deliver up the city and everything in it. And if there are 10 men left in one house, they too will die. And when the relative who is to burn the bodies picks them up to remove them from the house, he will call to one inside, Is anyone else with you? None, that person will answer. Silence, the relative will retort, for the name of the Lord must not be invoked. For the Lord gives a command, the great house will be smashed to pieces and the small house to rubble. Do horses gallop on the cliffs? Does one plow the sea with oxen? But you have turned justice into poison and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood, you who rejoice in Lodebar and say, Did we not take Carnaim by our own strength? For behold, I will raise up a nation against you, O house of Israel, declares the Lord, the God of hosts, and they will oppress you from Lebo Hamath to the brook of the Arabah.